This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Senator Rand Paul was on a TV interview with Larry Kudlow to talk about government spending. They began by acknowledging that we have a national debt of $36 trillion and a fiscal budget that needs to be brought under control. Senator Paul believes that the best benchmark is to only spend what comes into the federal treasury, but that hasn't happened in decades. But he suggested the first place to start would be to cut the hundreds of thousands of dollars allocated to study whether lonely rats use more cocaine than well-adjusted socialized rats. Or Senator Paul suggested we might cut the money allocated to study whether Japanese quail on cocaine are more sexually promiscuous. With a bit of sarcasm, he suggested there are a few things we might be able to cut. Of course, these aren't large cuts, which is why Larry Kudlow wanted to know if it were possible to save the money by not spending funds allocated but never used for COVID or the Inflation Reduction Act or even the CHIPS bill. Senator Paul responded there is a way to do this. It's called rescission. It was tried once in the Trump administration to send back $15 billion in unspent funds, but there were two Republicans who did not vote for it. He is convinced that perhaps now you could get 50 Republicans to vote for rescission and cut $500 billion. The other idea they discussed was impounding funds, but the Supreme Court ruled against President Nixon doing that. This current court might be willing to consider the process of impounding funds since it was done for 100 years before the court ruled against Nixon in 1975. There are ways to cut federal spending. Let's see if Congress has the will to do so. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of anti-Semitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.